Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Remember to check out my homepage if you haven't already. You'll find archives of past Room 33 episodes in the podcast library, links to some of my imaginary maps and past writings, and if you're so inclined, a link to donations. I appreciate your support. Well, 19 years ago today, Jerry Garcia died. He was an incredible creative force who gave pleasure to so many ears over the course of his lifetime. He was considered the leader of the legendary band, The Grateful Dead. Now, The Grateful Dead was around from 1965 to 1995. Palo Alto, California was where it was formed, but eventually, its music reached people around the globe. It would be hard to accurately and precisely describe the band's music, but it had elements of bluegrass, rock, country, psychedelic, folk, reggae, and space rock. And their albums, Working Man's Dead, Shakedown Street, Without a Net. Their songs, Eyes of the World, Uncle John's Band, U.S. Blues, Ripple, Touch of Grey. And they toured a lot. They had over 2,300 concerts. They touched so many people. Here is some of what was said about Jerry Garcia from musician Bob Dylan. His playing was moody, awesome, sophisticated, hypnotic, and subtle. From U.S. Senator Pat Leahy of Vermont, a Deadhead. I've never left one of their concerts not feeling better than when I went in. Now, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Jerry was a great rock guitarist, 13th best of all time. Here is some of what Willard Unkopfer wrote on the day he died. Jerry taught so much about how to communicate, about how it can be done with depth, love, and fluency. How many times were one of us taking something too seriously, too caught up with one side, and Jerry came to us one way or another, through music and presence, and said, "You are in the right place. Let go. Let the music strengthen and open you." And once healed, he called to us to give all that we could to one another with whatever creative, spiritual means we could. And from an editorial titled American Beauty by the San Francisco Chronicle, he and the band offered open and accessible celebration and entertainment to their countless Deadhead fans, who were treated as members of an extended family, not as suckers to be fleeced. Now, Jerry was not perfect, far from it. But his music was a positive force for so many people, and he continues to touch us today, 19 years after his death. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.